What does the county auditor do? Here's the job according to Democratic auditor Tony Fabry.
The auditor's office is the watchdog for Champaign County government finances.
And this is Republican County Board member Brad Jones.
The auditor really should be holding the county board accountable on wasteful spending. That should be the primary task of the auditor.
The candidates don't seem too far apart until they talk about who's the best man for the job. Jones says Champaign County needs a proactive auditor with a strong financial background. Jones has an MBA and years of experience as a financial advisor. He says, in contrast, Fabry lacks the background needed to be a strong auditor.
The board members just have the opinion that when he provides a financial number, that it's just, we always want to make sure that that's correct data. And I know that that happened once in a finance meeting where he provided numbers on accounts payable over at the nursing home that were asked to be provided. He provided those, and those numbers weren't actually correct, and Deb Busey corrected him in one of our finance committee meetings. So it's kind of frustrating that, you know, we need somebody that can come in and actually have the ability to give us the correct numbers there.
Fabry says there was no mistake at that meeting, just different ways of crunching the numbers. He says he looked at the cost of contract services rendered at the nursing home during the last fiscal year, while Deb Busey looked at money paid out, some of it for contracts from the year before. Fabry, who has a law degree, says that as auditor, his skills enhance those of the financial professionals on his staff who do the bookwork.
I think the skill I bring is when something is red flagged by one of the accountants, I make the decision on how serious of a violation is this and how best to handle it, and then go fight the battle that, honestly, a lot of the accountants, you know, don't want to go fight the battle with the other department heads or the other elected officials. I think they want to get back to doing accounting, and so, you know, the accountants can do accounting, and I do the work of enforcing county policies.
Fabry says most of that enforcement pits him against department heads and countywide elected officials. But Fabry says he also warned the county board more than a year ago about the county nursing home's reliance on expensive contract nurses to cover for staff shortages.
When I went to the county board, again, over a year ago to talk about overspending on the outside contract nursing, I think county board members didn't want to hear it. I know my opponent, Brad Jones, sent out a press release saying that I was creating a fake budget crisis. And anything the past year has taught any of us is that this is not a fake budget crisis. The troubles of the nursing home are very real.
Jones says Fabry hasn't been pointing out problems to county officials often enough and blames it on party politics. Fabry is a Democrat, and Democrats have controlled the Champaign County Board for most of this decade. Jones says that's not a good combination.
For years, the Republicans controlled the county board, and we always had a Democratic auditor. And this kind of served as a check and balance. Now we've got the Democrat board and the Democrat auditor, but even more so, the auditor is beyond that is also the chairman of the Democratic Party. So again, people need to realize that as chairman, he appoints board members when there's a vacancy. He helps fund the campaigns of these board members. He's just in that position going to be reluctant to criticize the actions of these board members.
But Fabry says as Democratic Party chairman, he plays no role in recommending nominees to fill vacant county board seats and only a small role in campaign spending decisions. Fabry says the main check and balance relationship in the auditor's job is not with the county board, but with department heads and countywide elected officials. And in Champaign County, most of those officials are Republicans. Tony Fabry is running for his first full term as Champaign County Auditor. He was appointed to the post last year after his predecessor, Mike Frerix, was elected to the Illinois Senate. Brad Jones is making his second bid for auditor after losing to Frerix in 2004. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.